And the Oscar goes to, by a nose, Nicole Kidman.
Hi, Danita.
Hi, Sam.
Thank you for being on the Kid Manifesto.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
Thanks.
I'm excited you're here. This is going to be kind of out of order, but you're doing double duty for us tonight. We had planned to record an episode on a movie that's going to air just so far from this thing that we're doing right now. But there's been some breaking news today that shook gay Twitter and beyond. Would you mind sharing with the world what it was?
Nicole Kidman is on the Times 100 Most Influential People list.
She's on there. She's one of the cover features. I woke up to many a text message about this. It's like the one day I decided to sleep in. I was like, we're going to go in on a Thursday, a little late. I panicked because I didn't know if it was like on newsstands today.
Turns out
it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
No, it turns out it's tomorrow. I like added someone that works for Time and asked them. I was like, who's one of the only people I follow that works for Time? I'll ask him. Because I was truly in a fugue state. So catch me tomorrow morning outside the Barnes & Noble down the street from my house, getting ready to buy probably 2 copies just to be safe. I realize I'm so excited that I didn't even give you a chance to introduce yourself fully. Please feel free to do that.
No, that's okay. I'm Danita Steinberg. What would you like me to say about myself?
I'm really excited for you to be on here because you're a subject matter expert of something that's very similar to the purpose of this podcast, so much so that I should really just attribute any and all success of this to you. Would you mind sharing what that subject is?
Meryl Streep, of course. My dear friend Emily and I it's sort of over now, but we have another project in the works. But for about a year, Emily and I talked exclusively about Meryl Streep in our podcast called What About Meryl? And we ended in the last fall.
It's no secret. I love What About Meryl? I love that you guys drew your movies out of a hat.
Yeah.
As a way of just like removing any sort of stress about what you guys would watch next.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I feel like Meryl's films kind of like, she goes through like periods. So we didn't want to be watching a lot of like the same stuff kind of like for like, let's say, you know, 4 or 5 weeks at a time. So it was just a really good way to kind of like jump around her filmography and get a really good variety.
You guys should definitely check it out. And I'm also very much looking forward to the next project. I stalk the Twitter account of both of you guys. Just stay tuned. So let's do this. Would you mind? So a couple of things happened with this that are spectacular. Obviously, the cover feature. There's a video kind of interviewing Nicole very quickly, which I will play us out to. But perhaps the most important part about this is the fact that Naomi Watts herself wrote the blurb for Nicole. Would you mind? I think you have it pulled up. Would you mind giving us your best dramatic reading of that?
Sure.
It's pretty short.
Yeah, it's very short.
Cool.
Deadcom was released in 1989. Big Little Lies was released in 2017. In the interim, Nicole Kidman has never once left her consciousness, and even after decades, she continues to break new ground. On Big Little Lies, Nicole plays Celeste, a woman who is struggling to leave her abusive husband. She fills her character with so much humanity, it is beyond unnerving. Her emotions, her fragility, her ferocity, her subtlety, her physicality, her bravery. Watching her, I wanted to put my hand through the TV screen and pluck her from danger. Not solely because Nicole is my friend, but because she had laid herself so courageously bare for the role that Celeste felt real. She could be anyone we know. But beyond being an outstanding actor, Nicole has intelligence, compassion, kindness, and humor that make her the epitome of a great woman and friend. There is no question that I, and audiences the world over, will continue to value and admire her for decades to come.
I love it so much. I think, first of all, the first gag comes right in the first like 5 words, which is her talking about Dead Calm.
Right. I heard you fell asleep during that one.
It was one of the ones where, it was one of the ones where, like, I started late. I think for a while I had really overbooked myself in the beginning, so I was doing a lot of, like, recording and then, like, pivoting right into watching another movie, and I just got halfway through that movie, and I was like, I know what's coming. I had seen this one once before. I have to just, this will be a two-day, two-day movie. I will also say, I was looking back into the archives, and, Dead Calm only got a 2 on the Naomi Watts scale, meaning not a high level of familiarity as perceived by the guest, Andrew. I think we might need to revisit that. I think this, calling it out in Time Magazine does not a 2 make in my mind.
No, I mean, I haven't seen it, so.
It's interesting too, because I think what she's saying there is, like, it's the start of Nicole's film career. And I think that's true as far as, like, America's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But it omits the fact that Naomi and Nicole were in a movie together, like, pre-Dead Calm.
Right.
Like, it just, it's flirting erasure.
Mm-hmm.
Which we haven't talked about on this podcast yet. But I'm excited to get around to, because it also stars Tandy Newton, really more than it stars Nicole.
Oh, okay.
I think my biggest pressing question for you is... Mm-hmm. Naomi Watts definitely makes sense to write Nicole's. I can't decide if it's one of the situations. Like, sometimes you have a best friend where, like, you're their best friend, but, like, not the other way around, or vice versa. Do you think that if Naomi Watts ever got one of these, that Nicole would be the person that would write hers?
I think so. I mean, who else does Naomi Watts, like, hang out with?
I couldn't decide if it would be, like a David Lynch or, like, someone from that part of her career. You know, like, playing it up. Because, like, if you have that, then it's, like, reminds us all that she's, like, an Oscar-nominated actress. And if it's, like, Nicole, is it just, like, oh, I have a more famous friend?
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide.
No, I think...
I can't really decide.
I think if it was reversed, I think Nicole would be, like, the obvious choice for her, too.
Okay. All right. I feel that. I will also point out that there were many Nicole-adjacent people that were also nominated.
Mm-hmm.
We had Hugh Jackman,
mm-hmm.
obviously, Australia. And then we also had Lee Daniels writing a blurb for someone else who will go on to direct her in The Paperboy. Another thing we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, that's a great... that's one of my favorites.
I think I've admitted this on the podcast, but I haven't seen that movie.
It's so good.
A lot of it has been putting it off just for, like, the excitement of watching it for this.
If you haven't, I mean, you might as well wait at this point.
I think it's actually coming up next week as far as recording, and I am, I'm really excited.
You're gonna love it.
I was trying to think of a fun, like, game for us to go through, combining both of our very specific talents. and with Meryl Streep joining the cast of Big Little Lies, I thought it would be fun if we tried to figure out who would write the bios of the other Big Little Lies women. And I guess Meryl Streep is as good a place to start as any. Honestly, if she's been in the Time 100, and I'm sure she has, like, please don't tell me, but...
You know, I don't know off the top of my head if she has. Like, I assume so, but I don't know, oddly enough. But I think there's so many people that would... I mean, I think, like... I think there's a lot of people that... who have passed that would have loved to have written to write something about her, like Mike Nichols or Nora Ephron. But I think, like, speaking of, like, people who are, like, alive, I think Viola Davis is probably, like, the obvious answer, because they've been really, like, paired up lately. So that's probably, I think I would say Viola Davis for Meryl.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes think about how they are sometimes, like, shoehorned together, but then I remember that they, like, legitimately love each other.
Yeah, they're okay. Very good friends. It's, like, so cute.
What about Reese? Who do you think would do hers?
I mean, that's a question for my co-host Emily, but
we're gonna dial Emily in.
Yeah. Phone a friend. I mean, maybe Nicole Kidman, just because, like, they've just kind of, like, bonded so much ever since Big Little Lies. I could really see, like, Time Magazine putting them together.
Yeah, I think they've just produced so much together. Obviously,
yeah.
I think the whole cast, like, loves each other, but they have, like, other work outside of it.
Yeah. Who do you think for Reese?
I was trying to think, and I was thinking, like, Would it be fun if they had like a Selma Blair and they did like something, you know, from like early, mm-hmm. like a Legally Blonde pairing or something? Mm-hmm. But again, it's one of those things where it's like we see Reese and Nicole together all the time, but I also sincerely think that they are friends, and I think that they like really value each other's opinion as far as like businesswomen and mm-hmm. mothers and things like that. So I'd be very okay with that. What about Laura Dern?
Maybe like my first instinct is Mike White because of their like enlightened past, and I think Mike White just like writes so beautifully, so I think that could be really great.
Yeah, I had it down to either like a Kyle MacLachlan or a Mike White.
Mm-hmm.
Or just get David Lynch, famous for sitting on the lawn with a poster saying nominate Laura Dern.
I think David Lynch should write all of them.
He probably could. He could probably write Nicole's, even though...
Oh, he could, for sure.
They've like never... and then I guess we'll do one more because it would be unfair to not include her. But what about Shailene Woodley?
Maybe Laura Dern, actually.
Yeah, that's a nice like sisterhood.
Yeah, I think Shailene Woodley is sort of like not like a huge part of Hollywood. So I don't know who else would do it. And I think Laura Dern really has taken on kind of like a motherly role for her. So I could see that being like a nice pairing.
Yeah, I was just trying to like think, and I can't name, like I couldn't tell you a single person in the Divergent series. I couldn't tell you who directed any of those.
No, I mean, Kate Winslet is in it, but like, I don't know.
Oh, Kate Winslet has already forgotten who this person is.
Yeah, probably. I liked, so at the end of like every little like blurb, it kind of like says something about like the writer. So this just says Watts is an Oscar nominated actor.
Yeah, I know. I know. I had that pulled up too. And it's like,
and there's like no punctuation. It's just like in italics. It's very like anticlimactic, I would say.
It's interesting that the biggest part of it is all about Big Little Lies. And I think it really does reinforce that like this is this huge catalyst for Nicole's career where like she's never not been A-list mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. But just like full steam this year.
Yeah.
Great year. Well, let's do this. I'm going to play us out. This is just going to be a little quick little mini-sode. I'm going to play us out to the audio from the Nicole interview, really so that you and I can talk about a mystery future movie. But for now, I'll say thank you for doing this. You guys should definitely check out What About Meryl? If for no other reason than to listen to the Hours episode because of obvious reasons.
Oh, my favorite.
It was such a good app. I was really excited with it. I realize I've said excited like 1,000 times in this episode, which makes me sound insane. But I mean it. Janita, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, enjoy the sounds of Nicole speaking about her humble nomination.
I grew up with a mother that took me to the Women's Electoral Lobby. And I was a kid, I was really little, but I gleaned things even then. And there was a huge room of women that were making changes. I remember it. And so much of it is about passing it on.
Yikes, I'm crying. How wonderful it is that our careers today can go beyond 40 years old. Because we are potent and powerful and viable. And this is ours to share. Wow, the power of women. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I bow down to you.